Blog Talk Radio.
Sportsaholics 24/7. I'm John, joined by Brandon and Nick right now. Brandon, Nick, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, John?
All right, so tonight, you know, big day today in the NFL. We're going to be talking some football. Let's start off with the two local teams, Jets and Giants. First, the Giants were just awful. A ton of interceptions for Eli. I know you guys are proud of that, both Jets fans. What do they have to do in the offseason, do you guys think, to make this team better?
Well, first thing they got to do is they got to get rid of Tom Coughlin. Honestly, not to be just kind of a cliche, but he's too old to be coaching this team. The Giants, they need a fresh mind behind the headset, so Eli Manning needs a fresh new face to talk to.
Nick, what do you think about the Giants?
Yeah, I think they should fire Tom Coughlin. But the thing is, though, is that they just need a whole new team. I mean, next year, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They're going to suck again next year, too. I mean, let's face it. The team just sucks. And I'm not surprised that they got blown out by the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Seahawks are the best team in the NFL right now. Giants are one of the worst. It's no surprise.
Yeah. I don't think they should fire Tom Coughlin because it seems like the Giants, whenever they have a bad season, they always bounce back the next season and win the Super Bowl or something crazy like that. So I think Coughlin's a great coach for them. He's been doing it for a while, plenty of experience, but I think their issue starts at the offensive line. I know Eli threw, four interceptions today, but he's not having a lot of time to throw the ball, and he's been sacked a lot. And just being sacked gets to the quarterback mentally, and that's on the offensive line. So got to make some moves there.
The offensive line has been absolutely horrendous. They really need to get new guys coming out of college.
Yeah.
And their first pick should be a new offensive lineman because they've been terrible.
Oh, definitely.
And maybe even a couple new receivers.
Let's move on to the Jets.
I hope Eli Manning goes on the Maury Povich show. Maybe Archie Manning's really not his father. I mean, he's been terrible.
Archie, you are not the father.
Probably dancing somewhere celebrating. Jesus.
All right. Let's move on to the Jets now.
Please, put me out of my misery.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not surprised at what happened at all. I mean, let's face it. The Jets suck. The Panthers are great. The Panthers have an excellent defense. The one thing I am upset about that the Jets didn't do, though, is that they didn't go for it all. I'm tired of just constantly go for long bombs, constantly go for big runs. I'm tired of these short passes to tell him to a Jeremy Curley or whatever. Just throw it. Go for it all. You have nothing to lose. I don't understand why. I mean, when you're 4th and 10, even 4th and 10, like 4th and goal, even from like the 10, from the like 8 or 9 yard line, against the Panthers in the 3rd quarter, go for it. I didn't know. And they kicked the field goal. I think they should have gone for it.
Brandon, what do you say about this?
Well, first of all, I think that the New York Jets are a total mess right now. Geno's got some competition in him or something because this kid is playing uninspired football right now.
That is BS. He's a rookie right now.
He's playing uninspired football.
No. I don't think you guys understand what
Brendan, I'm going to have to hang you up right now.
Brendan, that is just not true.
What
did you expect from Geno Smith in the first place? To all of a sudden become the next John Elway? He's Geno Smith. He's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. And not to mention, he's a running quarterback. Okay? He never had that great arm to begin with.
He's not a running quarterback. He never ran the option at West Virginia.
He didn't run the option per se, but he ran the ball a lot.
He still ran the ball all the time. He was never known for his athletic. You're going to tell me that you expected Geno Smith to play better than he is this year? He hasn't been playing bad at all by the standpoint of a rookie.
I'm just saying Geno Smith has had a bunch of flashes of brilliance, but it's been overshadowed by his inconsistency and his lack of awareness.
He's a rookie.
I know he's.
Did you expect when he was with West Virginia? Was he really that great?
I have tons of confidence in him that he'll play well in the future. But I think the best thing for this team is to bring in some sort of a competition, say maybe a savvy veteran or someone like that to really try to get Josh.
They
might get Johnny Manziel.
Try to get Josh McCown.
Yeah, maybe that. I mean, it's not like. Get someone who you really think isn't going to win against Geno, but someone who would spark a fire in him, you know? Someone who would, you know, say you want to hold on to this job, you got to start playing your ass off every single game.
I mean, the truth is,
I've been
pretty impressed with Geno. He has held himself with a lot of class. He's been very mature throughout the season, and I see him improving. Like I said, how good do you expect him to be? The guy's a rookie. I mean, every game, expect at least 3 interceptions per game. Okay, the guy is a rookie. He is hard to adjust to an NFL offense from a college offense. Keep that in mind, especially as a running quarterback, because in college you can get away with being inaccurate. In the NFL, you can't get away with that.
And that is true.
And you just got to give him time to adjust. You have to be patient. The guy's a rookie. Was Peyton Manning that great his rookie season? No, he wasn't. He went like 1-15.
You can't keep using that Peyton Manning example because I don't think there's ever going to be another quarterback that's going to be as great as Peyton Manning. I mean, the guy just won fourth win of the year.
What are you talking about?
Peyton Manning is not. I want to put you on mute for a second. We have a phone call, by the way. Hold on. Hello, welcome to Sportsaholics 24/7. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Zach Redman from Manalapan. Yeah.
Hi, Zach. How are you? You have a question for us?
Yeah. In the upcoming draft, are the Jets going to draft another quarterback, or is Geno Smith guaranteed his job for next season?
Honestly, the Jets are going to try to draft another quarterback. They don't have too much faith. I don't know if they have so much faith in Geno Smith. They're going to want to do the same thing they did to Mark Sanchez last year by bringing in competition. That's what the Jets do. I mean, it doesn't always work. They did the same thing with Nick Folk in the offseason by bringing in Billy Cundiff. I guarantee they're going to try to get somebody. What competition? Honestly, the competition is Geno Smith. They tried it with Mark Sanchez by bringing in Tim Tebow. That didn't work, but they're still going to do it with Geno Smith.
Tim Tebow brought a whole other thing to the table, and that was never going to work
The reason why they brought in Tim Tebow was to give Sanchez competition, was to make him do better. They basically used Tim Tebow. They didn't think Tim Tebow would do any good on the field. They just thought it would make Sanchez better, which was the complete opposite. All they did was destroy 2 careers in 1 season. It was a complete mess. They're going to try to do the same thing with Geno Smith. Maybe they'll get Johnny Manziel, for example, and have the 2 compete. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I mean, Johnny Manziel did say going to the Jets would be neat. So,
yeah,
who knows? Maybe he will.
I mean...
I would certainly love for that to happen. In the NFL, the truth is,
nothing is guaranteed.
Yeah, I guess, wouldn't it be worth drafting a receiver also, improving the passing game? Or a star running back to help out Geno Smith?
I think they need another running back. Is TJ Yeldon entering the NFL draft this year?
I'm not sure. I'll have to double check on that.
T.J. Yeldon.
T.J. Yeldon, running back for the Alabama.
Alabama.
For Alabama, yeah.
or Trey Mason, try to get somebody. Yeah, I do agree with that. They really do need a new running back. And I would like to see get a wide
receiver. Whoa, hold on. What are you talking about? Chris Ivory has been nothing short of an absolute beast this season for the New York Jets.
What are you talking about? Chris Ivory is nothing special. He is a decent running back. He is nothing
I am in love with the combination of Ivory and Powell in the backfield. I think
obviously so great about either one of them. They're okay. They're decent. They're decent.
They're good enough for what we're trying to do. They're good enough, and I wouldn't want to go out and spend more money on guys that we've already have enough talent.
However, the problem is we're going to need a good running game. Because we can't always rely on Geno Smith or whoever the next quarterback is going to be, because whoever it is going to be a young rookie who's going to be inconsistent, no matter who it is. So we're going to have a very good running game behind us. We can't just rely on our passing game. We're going to have a very strong running game to get by next season. Keep that in mind. I would love to see the Jets get Trey Mason.
I don't like Trey Mason.
Why don't you like Trey Mason? Trey Mason, I think he's the best running back in the college football.
Trey Mason is
amazing.
I know. And I did say that the other night he was probably the dark horse to win the Heisman. Obviously, I was completely wrong because he got dead last in the voting, but I do like him. I mean, I don't like him as a fit on the Jets, though. I feel like he's not. Because he can't really spread the field very well, and I think that Ivory and Powell can both do that very well. And Trey Mason's more of an up the gut kind of runner, and we need running back.
No,
spread the field well. What are you talking
about? All right,
about?
Well, that's totally wrong.
It's not wrong.
He is. He's not an up the gut running back, Trey Mason. In Auburn's offense, it's that
runner. He can be an up the gut.
He's totally spread the field. He catches three passes out of the backfield. He does everything.
Trey Mason can be more flexible.
To be completely honest, I haven't watched.
Basically, look at Danny Woodhead, for example. Danny Woodhead is great at finding little holes where he can run through, and he gets through quick. Trey Mason can do that, but on top of that, he can spread the field, and he's quicker than Danny Woodhead.
Well, I know that Trey Mason is a very fast running back. I haven't watched him enough to really get
a feel
for him.
All right, guys, let's wrap up this segment quickly. We have just under 2.5 minutes to go left in the show. And
what?
Yeah, 15-minute show. That's what it was scheduled as. So, you know, obviously today, biggest game of the day, hands down, Jamaal Charles. Just absolutely lit it. 4 receiving touchdowns, and one coach for the Chiefs. I saw this quote today. He said, basically, he was asked, "Have you seen anyone do a screen pass better than Jamaal Charles was today?" And he replied, "Only in video games," which totally true. I use screen pass a lot when I play college NCAA football 13. It works every time. And looked the same today for the Chiefs. He was 4 receiving touchdowns. All right. Once again, call in. We have just 1.5 minutes to go on the show. So if you have any calls, any questions for us. And thanks to Zach from Manalapan for calling in. Great question. And, so a big day in the NFL today. Obviously Tony Romo choked as well. Nick, I know you're a very outspoken critic of him.
You cannot do that, man. You cannot do that. Clearly this team is not going to make the playoffs. The Cowboys are done, and Romo's just going to
All right, we have a phone call coming. Sorry, we have a phone call. It's under a minute to go. 60 seconds. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Mike from Queens. How you guys doing?
Hey,
Mike from Queens.
He's back. All right.
Oh, God.
All right, Mike from Queens, what's your question this time?
My question tonight is, why are you guys so stupid?
I think that was stupid. Brandon, that was stupid, honestly. Saying that Trey Mason, I don't even know.
I'm not stupid, man. There's no way I'm stupid, okay? Trey Mason, I haven't seen the kid enough, right?
If you haven't seen the kid enough, then don't make comments. Don't make a judgment.
Yeah. All right, guys, we have 15 seconds to go right now. We have to wrap this up.
Nah, we don't. We have enough time, believe me.
8, 7. All right, guys, thank you for listening today. Be back We'll be back soon with another show. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Woo.
Do it.
Mike from Queens.
Oh, and we can actually stay in the air. Let me try to stay in the air.
Oh, we can stay on?
Maybe.
Wait, guys, I think Mike might have hung up thinking the show was over.
No, the show is stay on the air. Let's see.
I mean, I just
get it.
I don't know. We're still
in
the air. I don't think. I think
it
the show is gone.
Hour.
Yeah. No, that's 15 minutes.
No, it was a half hour.
15 minutes.
I set it up as a half hour show.
15 minutes. It's over.
Oh, what the hell?
How do you know?
I have the clock on here.
I'm not dumb.
Wait, we're still in the air?
No, we're not in the air anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
I'm not going to do an 11:30 show. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm too tired. It was
too late.
Well, anyways, then.
All right,
but how about that Mike from Queens calling it at the last second?
And like I said, I have a couple more guests that we could bring in some other show.
Yeah. Wait, Brent, did you hear about this?
What?
Nick, tell me what happened.
I was taught how to be like a sports radio whatever thing by when I was at camp, and I got in touch with the guy who basically trained me, and like he did sports radio himself and up in Boston, and went on TV and all that, and I asked him like if he could be a guest on the show, and he said yeah, I'll be a guest.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and then the other guy was.
I want to try and get Mike from Queens to be like a full guest on the show.
Mike from Queens.
Nick, have you ever seen Mike from Queens before in Queens?
No, I've never seen. I mean, there's plenty of Mikes in Queens.
I mean, we found a Twitter.
I've never seen
Joe
from Staten Island either.
Yeah, I think he hates us. Guys, Mike from Queens has a Twitter.
Mike from Queens has a Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is he following us?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, he was tweeting to me today. He was like threatening me. He's like, I'm gonna go to your house or something like that.
No, Brandon. Originally, I thought Mike from Queens was you.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, I know you were saying that. So did
like,
Jordan. I don't know.
It wasn't me. Yeah, I thought it was a new
I'm just seeing this right now. Raiders will stick with Matt McGloin week 16.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Go Matt McGloin. We are. Still bad.
He lost his son to
That's team. Funny, Nick. Like, I commented on your post. And I started watching. I went to this restaurant. They had the game on. As soon as I went there, he threw two touchdown passes. As soon as I left, he threw two more interceptions.
So you should have stayed at that restaurant.
Yeah.
So, yo, did you guys hear about what happened on Family Guy tonight? Freaking Brian. They brought Brian back.
How did he come back?
I don't know. I just saw, like, the last 2 seconds of it, and I just saw them opening on Christmas shit. So, I don't know.
I want to know how he returns.
Is Vinny still there?
No, I'm assuming he's gone.
But what did they do with him?
I don't know.
Yeah, I could always watch it. So when's the next show going to be?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what time?
Damn, why are you playing that now?
I'll be on my shooting tie, shooting tie, shooting tie.
God, you just played that song.
Yeah, that's actually Jack Wilder's suggestion. He said you should do like a fake thing, and he requested like Vagisil.
What?
Vagisil.
Yeah, but we should like just make up some like random company. We are sponsored by Madro Tech.
No, you're not sponsored. You're not sponsored by Madro Tech.
By the community high school, huh?
Responsible for community college.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try something. It's a screen. I don't know what it is. Hold on 1 second, all right? Never mind. Didn't work.
What?
Let me try to mute you for a second and try to talk, okay? All right, Nick, talk. Try to talk. All right, you're back off mute.
Okay.
Jordan just asked me when's the next show. I told him just missed it.
It could be tomorrow.
Oh, he said he knows. So tomorrow night you want to do one?
Tomorrow night? Sure. Sure, tomorrow night it should be fun.
All right. What do you want to talk about tomorrow night? Netflix, right?
Football, basketball.
Yeah, well, I guess
mix
we can talk
up.
About
college football.
I guess we could. Oh, I know what we could talk about. We could talk about Mac Brown.
Oh, I thought of a good one.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
Mac Brown, Texas, and we can.
All right, let me check out the listener stats for this.
Who listened? How many people listened?
Check in one sec. Hasn't updated yet, but in total we've had 70 listens with 25 live listens and 45 downloads.
Oh, sorry.
That's pretty good.
45?
45 downloads, yeah, but in total we've had 70 listens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so maybe later this week we could do like a Madro Tech interview.
Well, one thing we could discuss is whether or not Mike Shanahan made the right decision benching RG3.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I was thinking, because like, you have to pay to have longer episodes, and so 30 minutes. I think we have to be able to limit each thing we talk about. Like, we have to, like, know when to stop.
Yeah,
because,
do.
For example, like, because, like, some of them go on for, like, 10 minutes, and we can't talk about other stuff.
Right.
So, like, we have to, I don't know, somehow we have to figure that out.
Well,
like,
we have to... Well, most importantly, we have to talk about things people care about.
Yeah.
So I have an idea. How about, I have a timer on here, but I mean, you guys know when 11:30 is or whatever, how long normally the episodes are going to be 30 minutes, so you'll know when they start and end. We'll have to be, like, in contact with each other during the show and when to, like, start wrapping things up.
Right, like if everyone has like a computer open or something, we can like Facebook message each other or something, and we can kind of communicate as the show's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, I mean, maybe something like that could work.
What do you guys think about a preview show tomorrow night? Well, we would get more listeners, I think.
A preview
the next game.
A preview show?
Yeah.
I feel like the more local we stay, like the less coverage we're gonna get because
I think if we
focus all our attention on like the local sports teams.
This site is all it's international, right?
Yeah,
I mean international.
Yeah, no, it's everything.
It's called Sportsaholics. It's not New York Sportsaholics. I mean, there's so
much sports
to talk about.
But I mean, honestly, football is much easier in that sense.
I mean, we can always talk about baseball. I mean, the Yankees without Robinson Cano was a great feature. The Nets Kellogg interview was a pretty funny feature, I guess. You know, just someone kind of local just doing an interview or something.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the Cano trade, I mean, like, honestly, at this point, that's old news. Nobody really wants to talk about that anymore.
Yeah. I feel like, well, later this week, I think we should do, like, a Madro Tech interview just for the hell of it, just to get some publicity going, talk about album stuff and whatnot.
Okay, yeah, we could do something like that, definitely. I was thinking, though, like, let's think about ways to, like, get it popular, kind of. Like, there has to be something controversial. Something controversial has to happen.
Like what?
Oh, you mean Mike from Queens?
Yeah, but that's like something that only the listeners will know about.
It's
like,
not controversial.
Like
we
have to do something like something that'll make like people that never heard the show like, oh my god, that's like let's think. Let's
No. We're not doing a publicity stunt. Come on.
Okay,
I mean,
it doesn't have to be, like, a fake thing, but I'm saying, like, you know how, like, Miley Cyrus was gone for a long time, and then she did, like, all these outrageous things, and then she became extremely popular? We could do something,
she
like, it doesn't have
popular.
To be, like, some BS
not,
thing,
not
obviously.
Have
obviously not, no. But, like, I think something we could do is, like, a big interview. Like, the interview with Cowboy Guy was good.
Yeah, but like a lot of people,
but like
the vast majority of people don't know who Neff Cowbell Guy is.
Yeah, so like if we try to get like a bigger interview, who could we get? Who do you think would do an interview with us?
Skip Bayless.
Right. Okay.
I'll try to get.
I don't know. We can get some sort of. Who are we gonna get?
I don't know. Like.
Like a
thinking.
Like an ESPN.
We can always get Magitek.
Nobody knows Magitek.
Yeah, but it's just a nice little thing. We can get some publicity out of it. We can.
Oh, you know who?
Yeah,
get?
No, we can.
Famous,
no, we can do
the
that. Because if we mix it up a little each episode, like have like a few minutes about music, it kind of keeps it a little more exciting. And we play some songs. He has some good songs. So if we play like short little snippets of it, people listen to it.
Like
not only is it better for us, because people like get more interested.
John, how about on Friday
afternoon?
Because, Nick, I'm assuming you want to go Friday to see Anchorman, right?
Just to see Anchorman?
Yeah.
I guess.
The new Anchorman movie. Why wouldn't you want to see that?
I'll see it.
John, I'm assuming you would too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so then how about John, and I guess Nick too, because you're a part of the whole show thing, maybe Friday afternoon we can all meet up somewhere before we leave for the night, and we can do the show in the afternoon. We can, you know, I can be there, and we could talk Magitek. I can play some songs. I can, I guess, DJ a little bit if I really want to. We could talk about the album. We could talk about, future stuff. We can have some fun with it.
Yeah, but,
okay.
Let's keep it somewhat brief, though. You know what I mean? Like, let's not...
Yeah, no, it can't,
no,
be,
no,
it can't
no.
be, like, overtaking the show, yeah.
Because, like, the show's it's a sports show.
No, but one how long would it take, though?
Like, we could do, like, 10 minutes, 10-minute interviews, something like that.
So
maybe what we can
maybe
do is have Magitek on for the whole show, and we could talk 10 minutes about, like, himself and his stuff that he's working on, and then we can ask Magitek about his favorite sports teams and what he thinks of certain issues.
Magitek.
Now, are they
going to
know
that
it's you? Are they going to know that Magitek is you?
No, just say Magitek. Just don't even
no, they're going to, granted, they'll know it's you, believe me.
Well, only
yeah,
the
looks
people.
Like an idiot.
Only the people that are closely in it.
I think they'll figure it out. But
you have to talk to the voice, okay?
I'll try to get ESPN people on.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt.
I'm going to try to get Dick Vitale on. I honestly think he would do it.
I'm going to try to get Joe Biden.
If you got Dick Vitale to do the show, that would be...
We would win.
We'd get...
I'd try to get a
thousand...
Or we can always interview Borat Sagadiev.
Yeah.
You know, someone like that.
I should try to get JR Sport Brief on.
Yeah.
I'll try to get Joe Beningo on.
He won't do it. Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa. It's too arrogant to go on.
How do you think Mike Francesa's salary? Let's see.
He makes like $5 million.
Seriously?
The guy is. Yeah, he makes a lot of money. He makes more than our dads do.
Mike Francesa may sign off WFAN for good in 2014. Oh, no, never mind. He re-signed with them.
You know, he's not going to be on Yes anymore, though.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I guess no one will be able to see him falling asleep anymore then.
Boomer and
trying to find this.
Mike
Friends.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get some sort of public figure on.
My friend says that reportedly makes about $5 million a year. Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. $5 million a year.